their earth tribe. I got the urge to pop in and just say some words about my pages. Because, oh, hi, Joy. You want to come with? Yeah, come. Okay. My cat wanted to join in, so that's nice. It's important for me to say, maybe over and over, that when you turn into my pages, remember that this is glimpse and pieces of my universe. I try to find and share with you pieces of joy and magic, happiness, sorrow, the dark sides, the heavy sides, or the heavy loads in my life. I try to share reflections through poems and talks, and also through my pictures, if you look closely. But it's important to say that this is my universe. And of course, through a page, I can't show you everything that I am and what I do and everything that I stand for. But I guess you have this pink clue. So when you turn in, I know somebody does it because it's kind of an oasis for people and they get some inspiration. And it's for somebody, it's just to see how another person is thinking or living or reflecting, and for somebody turn in just to mock and laugh. It is what it is. It's kind of what life is these days, so that's okay. But I hope through what I say and my pictures and my poems and my stories and everything that I share that this is my story. It's mine. It's not you, yours. It's not your universe. It's my universe. And all this has come because of my traumas and how I have healed my traumas, of my life experience, of my ancestors and their heritage, and me being a single mom for so long, and dealing with battles and sickness and difficulties, and how life have shaped me, and how I have rose from that, and who I have become today. So this is kind of a secret journey, my sacred history or baggage, or yeah, who I am. So it's important that I think that we not copy each other. That if you find something here that inspires you or relates to you, or you feel you are on the same frequency, I love that. I so love that. I'm so happy if you can take something into your heart and soul. That's the point. But don't make everything that I say and do or express your truth. My mission here through my pages and on earth is to say that you have to find your own truth. You have to, sorry, swallow some dust in the air, stardust, I guess. you have to define your universe, your oasis, your truth. And if that doesn't match up with mine, that's totally fine. I can live with people with different baggage and history and different truths and different universe. That's no problem for me because I'm so solid, grounded in my own truth and my own life and my own history and what I stand for and my values and what's important for me to express. If you don't want what I express, I said it before, you're welcome to leave anytime my pages. I'm not offended by that. I just think that's healthy boundaries that you can say, okay, this girl is not, I cannot digest what she is telling or saying, or yeah. But I think it's important for every people to express, to have a voice, to say their truth and their experience through life. Because again, what's true for me is not true for the rest of the world. But that doesn't make my truth less true. So I want to inspire you and encourage you to really, while you're here, and of course, you know, by now, I believe in many lives. So we get kind of a lot of chances, but we are in a really powerful time in this lifetime. There's so much going on, and the spirit world is so strong right now. So I really want you to find yourself in this life, or to maybe more create yourself, to find freedom inside of yourself and in your own home, even if you don't feel free in your society or in the world or in your country. You can always find freedom in yourself, inside your soul, inside your essence or pound, your fountain of soul essence. There you can always find freedom and peace, because that's the essence of you. So even what's going on in the world and or in your family or in the next room, you can be and feel free inside of you. But to do that, you should not be following my footsteps or your mother or father's or a teacher's or a neighbor or your boyfriend's or your husband or wife or your children's. There is this quote that if you go through life following every other people's footprints, you will never make your own. And I think our own footprints is the diamonds. It's the necklace you want to leave here when you're not here as a physical being. But of course, you're here as a spirit. But a lot of people will not be able to communicate with you then, because they don't believe you're still here. So leave some footprints in the sand or in the woods or in the heart with love to other people. Find your values. Express to people you feel is your tribe that you respect them or admire them or love what they're doing and you want to team up with them or tell that to yourself. Say something good about yourself to yourself and try to give yourself some love, some true love to rise, to go out and do some good in the world. So again, I love that you're here. I love that you still listening to my voice after all this time and all these talks and all my words. I'm not empty for words. But again, please use what you can from my life and my experience and my inspiration to you and dare to make your own pattern. Your own beautiful painting because your life is yours. It's your diamond. We have to make the most of what we have. And sometimes the surroundings isn't what we wished for. I found myself over and over again in life. Oh, this wasn't what life was going to be like. This was not my dream, or I didn't plan this. But to make the most of what you have, not just about what you dream of. Of course, it's important to dream and look into the future, but we are here now. And how can we make the most of what we have in our hands, around us, in your heart, in your mind, in your soul? How can you make this the best day ever for you or the people you care about? How can you go to bed tonight and feel that this was a beautiful day? And again, you don't have to go out there and save the world, but how can you kind of do something good for yourself or the people around you, so you go to bed with this good feeling and you look forward to waking up tomorrow, whatever's going on in the world? Because people are hungry all over the world, people are sick all over the world, there are wars, there are terrors, there is so much shit going on. If it's not what's going on right now, it's something else. There will always be bad shit going on in this world. And if you haven't noticed that yet, please wake up. Because there's a lot of crap. But there's also so much beautiful love and so much peace at the same time, and so much you can do to be creative and to inspire others and to have a beautiful life. A lot of people live all their life in a concentration camp or in a war zone and never know what it is to eat the whole meal, or never eat almost at all, or have clean water, or have sickness around them. They can't go and hide and put something for before their face or go and wash their hands. So we will always struggle with something in this world. There's always something, an enemy, like I hear people call it. But I think it's... We have to learn to live with everything that is. And again, so important it is to find our own oasis, so you can go out in the battle and the war zone when that's needed, and then you can come home into yourself and into your own sacred space and your soul and your personal oasis, and find some healing and peace and regenerate and find some power and inspiration and love to go out into the world again. So again, seek your own path, find your way, be inspired, but don't copy. Or don't find even, I don't think I have gurus, or because I the hard time with that is often you end up copying them because you see them as something better than you. And I think we are all equal. Everybody is equal. We all have the same value. So to find our own inner value and our own inner peace and our own path, dare to go within and dare to let people inspire you, but also set healthy boundaries so you don't let people lead you astray if it doesn't feel right for you. So I wish you all a very good day wherever you are or whatever you're doing. So see how you can make the best of this day. It's a gift. It will never be here again. So, and wrap it with curiosity.